If anyone's qualified to speak to the true nature of law enforcement in America, it's my next guest, Wiley Thompson. He was the assistant director of the FBI for more than two decades of service there at the Bureau. And during his time at the Bureau, he was also the assistant director in charge of the inspection division for the FBI, which means he was responsible for all of the use of lethal force investigations involving agents nationwide. Wiley has seen more than enough to tell us definitively if the rumors about our law enforcement are true. He was second in command of the Broward County Sheriff's Office in Florida for 6 years, and he joined us now to take us behind the scenes of our nation's police culture. Wiley, welcome to Pray, Vote, Stand.
Thank you, Tony. It's good to be here as your guest.
Wiley, yesterday the president, when the verdict was released from Minneapolis, said that was not enough. It's just the beginning. More needs to be done. And essentially said that our system of law enforcement in this country, the system is systemically racist. Is that the case?
That is not the case at all. The system is not racist. Could we have racists in law enforcement when there are 800,000 or 900,000 police officers and agents? Of course, that's possible, because there is sin in the world. We live in a fallen world. But the system itself is not broken, and it is not racist. And we should never believe that. That is what the enemy wants us to believe. There are good men and women who are in law enforcement who put their lives on the line every day, every night, to defend us and to represent Americans. And we should never believe and fall for that lie that police work is and policemen are racist.
So, with that narrative being really, we've heard that throughout this past year. And in fact, every time there is a use of lethal force now, and it is a white officer on a black suspect, that's the first narrative that we hear. We've lost the entire conversation. And I'm not saying all those shootings were justified at all. There's problems, there's no question. I don't know that it's necessarily race that triggers it. I think there's other issues at play here. But there's no conversation about personal responsibility. There's no conversation about law and order. There's no real conversation, as you talked about true justice. So is there an underlying agenda here to tear down the rule of law in our country?
Well, I believe there is, Tony, because the Word of God teaches in Romans chapter 13 that everyone must submit to governing authorities. Now, I'm from Missouri out in the Midwest, where we take the word to be true, and I believe what it says here, that we must, not that we should or that we might or it's an option, but we must submit to the governing authorities. That's Romans chapter 13, verse 1. It goes on to say, for all authority comes from God. So again, what we're facing here is the enemy attacking God's authority. In chapter 13, verse 6 or verse 7, it says, give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Well, frankly, we aren't doing that, Tony. We aren't giving respect or honor to those who are in authority. And I believe this is the enemy's attempt to be able to attack God. And we have to stand firm. If there's one thing that we can do that would really help, I believe, is to tell our children, our grandchildren, nieces and nephews, train them to respect God, to respect authority, because authority represents God. You look at the men and women who have been killed, so many of them were killed because they refused to comply with a lawful order. George Floyd would be here today if he had complied. Now, I'm not saying that was his fault that he died. I'm just saying that it's important for our children and for our adults to understand that. And if we can do something in our homes, in our churches, in our schools, it would be to teach our children how to obey the law, to respect authority, because authority comes from God.